Well, we're back on downtown, and it is Frozen Four weekend for college hockey. The four remaining teams ready to do battle this weekend. And joining us to talk about it from Minnesota, our friend Mike McMahon of College Hockey News. Mike, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm not doing as well as the Big Ten, apparently the College Hockey Powerhouse Conference.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Three out of the four teams here, all from the one league, and it was the one league that a lot of people said was down for so many years, and here they are with three out of four teams in the Frozen Four. So I just think it just goes to show you that kind of, we talk about parity, you know, within these individual leagues and on a year-to-year basis, there's parity league to league, and it's just a matter of maybe one league catching hot, a couple of teams in that league catching hot to kind of lift everybody else around them, and that's what happens, right? You get a team that is as dominant as some of the Big Ten teams were this year, it raises everybody else's profile in the pair-wise. You get more teams in the tournament, and then more teams, of course, with the opportunity to get here to the Frozen Four.
Well, let's take a look at the games tonight and start with the opener, Ohio State and Minnesota Duluth going at it, a rematch of last year's first-round matchup, but this is a very different Buckeye team.
Yeah, you know, I think, well, first of all, Sean Romeo is playing really well, and he's a guy who a lot of Maine fans will be familiar with. He played up there for a couple of years before transferring, and I think he's been a big difference maker for them. That's one of the things Steve Wolf, your head coach, said today. It's just that they've had some consistency from their goaltending position, and it's been a guy who's played really, really well in Romeo. So I think that's a big part of it. He also talked, too, just about how this team, for whatever reason, has come together a lot quicker. There's been a lot less teaching that they've had to do. And some of that is just that, you know, Rolick's in year four, I think, or maybe year five, and they just, guys are used to it. You know, the guys that are here now are his guys. It's not a previous head coaching regime who, and Rolick was an assistant before he was promoted to the head coaching position. So I don't think maybe it's all of that, but I'm sure there was some sort of strategic change in their recruiting when he took over because, you know, he's making all the decisions as opposed to having to get it approved by a head coach. So now that this team is kind of, I think, fully in his identity, that he said they've had to do a lot less teaching. They've, I think, brought in guys that fit the system they want to play, and then they've gotten the goaltending. Romeo's just been great all year for him.
Now, on the other side of the bracket, you got Notre Dame and Michigan. Has Notre Dame been helped by what has happened by them joining the Big Ten?
I think it helped them this year, just because the league itself was so strong. They were able to come in, and they had a really strong run in the middle of the year. I think they went unbeaten in 12 or 13 straight games. But part of it is just that conference was so good this year. Their record, and it was good. I mean, they were a number one seed. It's not like they would have had it's not like they wouldn't have made a tournament if they were in Hockey East or anything like that. But I think they were helped from a seeding standpoint by the fact that the Big Ten was so strong, and the Big Ten's, specifically the Big Ten's non-conference record. That's what the pairwise really weights itself on a lot when comparing conferences. The only tool the pairwise has to compare teams from other conferences or the non-conference record. And that's really when we said the Big Ten was so strong, the Big Ten's non-conference record was so strong that conference got a boost, I think, over everybody else. The NCHC was a close second, but not really anywhere close. So it was definitely helped this year by the fact that conference had such a strong non-conference record.
Mike, back to that opening game, Ohio State, the key for them, the play of their special teams tonight?
I think that could be a big part of it, although I'll be honest with you, the special teams is probably bigger in the second game. The Ohio State-Minnesota Duluth game, those teams are both pretty good on special teams. So I think that almost could be a little bit of a wash. It's always going to be important, but I think both teams have a really good power play. Both teams have a really good penalty kill. You look at that second game in Notre Dame and Michigan, and Michigan's penalty kill, even though it's played well lately, is still one of the worst penalty kills in the nation, and Notre Dame's power play is top 10. So we talked about this with Michigan and Northeastern heading into the regionals. Northeastern, I think, had the second best power play in the country. Michigan's penalty kill at the time was the fourth worst in the country. So it goes right back to that again, though. That, I think, is going to be a really important matchup. If Michigan puts Notre Dame in the power play too often, it's going to be a hole that I don't think they can get themselves out of, because that Notre Dame power play is so good, and that Michigan penalty kill, it's been better over the last couple of weeks, but it's still, over the course of this year, has not been great.
In your preview, Mike, the Michigan coach said that the series they played with Notre Dame back in January was in many ways the turning point for their season.
Yeah, and they were under 500 at the time. I mean, Notre Dame at that point in the year, I think it was in early January, was the number one team in the country. Michigan went in, played two games against them, lost both of them. They got swept. And that put them under 500, but it was two close games. It was two to one games. I think both of them were in overtime. And yeah, Michigan head coach Mel Pearson just said that seemed to be what flipped the switch for this team and kind of proving, hey, we can compete. Even though we didn't get the result we wanted this weekend, we can compete with the likes of Notre Dame, who at the time was the number one team in the country. And you saw, I think since then, they've only had four losses. I think they're like 14-4-1 or something like that since that weekend. So it really has. I mean, you look at their schedule the first half of the year, kind of like BU, under 500 halfway through the season, and then went on the run in the second half with BU ended in the regional final. For Michigan, it's gotten here to the Frozen Four.
You mentioned how well Sean Romeo's played for Ohio State. Who's the goalie that has to have the best game in the other game?
Hayden Levine, I think, for Michigan. And it goes back to the fact that Notre Dame, I think, is a deeper team. I think Notre Dame has more skill up front. So for Michigan, I think it's got to be their top line's got to play really well. That Cooper Marody line that played so well against the Adam Gaudette line for Northeastern, they've got to play really well. And then the second part of that is Levine has to play the way that he's played the second half of the season. He has like a 9-10 save percentage overall this year, but he's about 925 in the second half. So it's got to be Levine. Levine's got to play his best hockey. That's what he's been doing throughout the course of the tournament so far, but he's going to need to do it this weekend.
We're talking with Mike McMahon of College Hockey News. So, let's get right to the chase here, Mike. Who's in the finals come Saturday?
Well, I had Notre Dame over Denver when the tournament started. So I'm going to keep Notre Dame in the finals. I'm going to have Notre Dame, instead of being over Denver, we'll go with the team that knocked Denver off and go Notre Dame over Ohio State in the championship game. I think, Notre Dame has been almost wire-to-wire one of the best teams in college hockey this year. And, you know, Michigan has been in that conversation at times and not at other times. Ohio State, same thing. They have been at times, have not been at other times. And the same thing with Minnesota Duluth. They kind of started, they're about a 500 team the first quarter of the year and then really turned it on in the second half. To me, Notre Dame is the one that has been consistently the best of these four throughout the course of the year. So I have the Irish, believe it or not, winning their first national title. They've been in this position so many times, it feels like they would have won one by now, but they never have. So I've got Notre Dame winning their first national championship Saturday.
Hey, Mike, before we let you go, since the last time we talked with you, Maine gave a contract extension to head coach Red Gendron, and sometimes around here, people can't see the forest for the trees. Can you give us an outside perspective? In the rest of the hockey world, is that move viewed pretty much as a no-brainer for the Black Bears?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I was even saying this back when they were struggling that, you know, the problems are probably not the head coach. There were some other things going on with the university, I think. I think there was always some rumblings, at least that I had heard, that maybe financially they weren't in the spot at that point in time when Red took over to commit to everything they needed. Now I think that's changed a little bit. And Red Gendron can coach. I mean, the guy was on a staff that won a national title at Yale. He literally wrote the book that USA Hockey uses uses a manual for its coaches. So it's not that he can't coach. And I think that now they're starting to find a groove from a recruiting standpoint. Because, you know, I said this back when Tim Whitehead was there. You know, it should be a difficult place to recruit. I know there's a lot of history, and that might not be a popular opinion, but you look at just elsewhere around the country, and the schools that are getting the better players right now are the big city schools or the bigger schools. You know,
right.
Minnesota, the BCs, the BUs. Maine, for all intents and purposes, is still a pretty small school and a pretty remote part of the country. So you look at that compared to, you know, the teams this weekend, Michigan, Ohio State, and Notre Dame, all much different than what the landscape of Maine is. Minnesota Duluth is a little closer, but Minnesota Duluth is also playing in an $85 million publicly funded arena, which is a big part of it too. So, yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. I think he's done a really good job with what he's had, and now he's starting, I think, to get the type of guys in that he wants to get in, and you're seeing them move in the right direction.
All right. Hey, Mike, always great to talk with you. Thanks for making time for us on this busy afternoon. Enjoy the games, and we'll talk with you again down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks.